Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavill Campus.
Hello, I am Chelsea Osborne, graduate student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cavill Campus. On this day, January 12, 1950, the Barbados Advocate newspaper reported on the somber news of the sinking of the Gloria May. The 99-ton schooner, which foundered due to severe weather, left British Guiana, now present-day Guyana, on December 21st with two passengers and cargo bound for Barbados. The sea vessel was under the captaincy of Captain George Graham of Barbary's Road and a 10-man crew when it sank. The news of the disaster was received in Barbados by the Honorary Vice Consul for Venezuela in Barbados, Mr. Vernon Knight. Of the 13 persons on board the schooner, 10 survived, which included three Barbadians, Glastow Drummet, Joseph the Rogue, and Alfred Headley. Those that did not survive were the captain and the two passengers who were not named. From the statements received from the survivors, after the vessel left the Demerara port for Barbados, they encountered bad weather roughly 100 miles from the original port. The surviving crew, after losing their captain, were able to save themselves in a lifeboat, which was adrift for 9 days off the original course. They would ultimately arrive at the island of Ejuborojo, which is found off the coast of mainland Venezuela, where they were rescued by the Capuchin missionary of the Venezuelan government. The district commissioner, P.A. Fort, who was stationed at the government station of Maburama in the northeast district of British Guiana, was notified and immediately radioed Georgetown. The British ambassador, who was stationed in Caracas, was cabled by the British Guiana government, requesting that the men be returned to British Guiana at their expense. The Gloria May would not be the only schooner to experience bad weather traveling from British Guiana to Barbados. On January 14th, the Advocate newspaper reported that the Emmeline, a 72-ton schooner, was damaged due to bad weather. The Emmeline left British Guiana for Barbados on January 6th before it ran out of fuel and then lost its mainsail to heavy winds.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavill Campus.